don't know why I have my notes, because I really don't have anything on there, but... let me just say, first and foremost, I am exhausted. So... yes, you can tell when you get to the end of camp, and your patience, you know, when we're learning about the fruit of the Spirit, and one of the fruit of the Spirit is patience, and you realize you have none left. But we had a great, great, awesome week at camp. Thank you again so much for supporting us in that, for sending your kids. We had no major incidences that I can report, which is great. We did have 50 kids, 3rd through 6th graders that came with us, and 23 leaders / counselors, and we'd like to look at them. And so we had a great, awesome staff up there, and I truly appreciate them. Let me just, I told them I wouldn't make them stand, but let me just give a few thank yous out of the way, I guess. Thank you for the meals. I just used the trailer to haul the luggage. Heather Kamick for handling all the registration forms and doing the grunt work of calling parents. I don't remember the size of t-shirt their kids wear. And forgetting to mark off things. Heather handled all of that for us. There was a large group of people that were here on last week's Sunday that helped get the kids checked in and onto the bus and on their way here. On the way to camp, so I appreciate all those. I'm not going to name them because I might miss one. But our counselors this year, for third grade, we had Shauna Neal and Ariel Grimaud, who did an excellent job with their third grade girls. Micah agreed since she was in there. That was kind of weird, having your own kid there. That was definitely a different experience. But I think she still likes me. Third grade boys, we had Joe Kennedy, Casey Johnson, who also did games for us, and Jaden Simcardi, who came with an intestine issue going on, but he still wanted to be there. He came a day late, but he stuck it out, and he really wanted to be there, believe it or not. And so he came and had a great time. Mark Morgan and Jacob Brown were kind of junior counselors in that group, too, and they helped out in different aspects of during the week. Fourth grade girls, we had Erin Kroll, who also was our nurse. And so I think she learned some things that she needs to make sure what things to bring and what things maybe she didn't need. For some reason, we had an epidemic of slivers this year. And so she's like, I could, like, you know, cure people. No, I could. What did you say you could?
I could save their life, but I couldn't
get out of it. Yeah, can't pull her. Yeah, save their life, but can't pull out a sliver. But she was in a cabin with Kendra Neal and Emma New. And then the other fourth grade girls, we had Dante Nelson and Sydney Wirtz, who did a great job for us as well. Fourth grade boys, we had Wayne Miller and Dylan Nails. Fifth and sixth grade girls, we had Lori Brown and Holly Rimby. And fifth and sixth grade boys, we had Mark Vantine and Chase Barrelocker repaired up, and Tom Christopher and Caleb Brown. So we had a huge staff, a great staff, a lot of new people that came for the first time. I mean, a lot of them had never been a counselor at any part of the camp career, and so that was their first time, and I think they're all good to come back, actually. So you gotta say that's gotta be good if they're all at least considering it for next year. Again, special thank you to my wife for just her organization skills and just her retentiveness that she has, just make sure everything just goes in order. And then Kirby coming out was great. In fact, we thought it'd be kind of fun to videotape him and to do a thank you.
It's been great to be here this week. What a wonderful week we had with your kids. You got some great kids. Keep praying for them. They're really doing good. Well, just wanted to say hi to you and just let you know a little bit of how things are going. Debbie's had some pretty rough days, but right now she's just doing lots better. She's getting some mobility and getting around. In fact, the Lord has helped her to be better enough so that I was able to come this week, and we're very thankful for that. Thanks so much for your prayers. They mean a lot, and they accomplish a lot. And, of course, we're trusting the Lord for what He's going to do our lives. Thanks so much for all you guys do for us. We just love y'all. Bye now.
It was short. We thought we'd play it. No, it's funny, I mentioned that to Kirby at the beginning of the week, and of course it took us all the way to the point where we got him out the airport, and we're like, oh yeah, we're going to shoot that video. And so I got to see him in the airport there. But he is just so infectious, you know, when you get around him. God just opened up some huge doors for him to be able to come this past week. And so we are so thankful for that. Debbie is doing better. This girl from the church just came and said, I want to come help. And she's like, what can I do? I want to come take care of Debbie while you go travel. And so God just opened up doors left and right for him to be able to do what he does, what he loves to do, and what God has called him to. And so we are just so appreciative of that. Again, like I said, we had 50 campers go this year, and to my knowledge, I wrote down three for sure that made decisions, first-time decisions for Christ. I think there was one, maybe two more that names that I did not get, but for sure I had three people that made first-time decisions for Christ. And so, which is why we do all of this, to share the gospel with them, to share our lives with them. As hard and sometimes as stressful as it can be, it's just being around those kids. You know, it's a lot of fun. And obviously that's kind of what draws them in, but the most important thing is sharing the gospel with them. And so what I'd like to do is, it's kind of a quick recap, I guess, about the camp. We're going to show a video, and then I'm just going to share a little bit maybe what God has laid on my heart from this past week. And it'll be short. And then we'll go enjoy some root beer floats. So, Mark. All those pictures and video. As you can tell, there is nothing to do there. So we had no fun whatsoever. Worked out. There's a whole other camp because of that new building, the new facility that we get to stay in. There's a whole other camp below us, just like last year. And toward the end there, they put on the Riverview camp staff puts on a carnival. And so they graciously invited us to come, and they just have all different types of games and stuff. And so we just had a good time with that. But this year's theme for camp was Fruit of the Spirit. And we talked about it. I guess the slogan was, a good root brings good fruit. And so I guess the question then is, what are you rooted in? You know, what are you connected to? One of those verses that he talked about was John 15. Verse 5, where Jesus is talking, and he says, I am the vine, you are the branches. If a man remains in me, and I in him, he will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. And so it's just, for some reason, that verse really caught my attention this week. And so I started asking, you know, what are we connected to? What am I connected to? Because, as Kirby kind of pointed out, by nature, we're selfish people. You know, if it wasn't for the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, coming into our hearts, we really wouldn't bear the fruit of the Spirit. Why would we want to? I mean, we're selfish people. It's all about me. It's all about what I want. It's all about what I can get. And it's only when we accept Christ as our Savior and receive the Holy Spirit do we even have the capability of loving somebody else, being patient, showing joy, true joy. And that's kind of the one thing that really amazes me the most, is watching Kirby's joy. It's infectious, you know? It's like, I want that, you know? You can just tell that he loves God so much. And he gives him all the glory for everything. Even though his wife's been going through, you know, a couple years of just horrific pain and treatment and stuff, he still can praise God. He can still just exude this joy and love for other people. It's just amazing. Absolutely amazing. And so another verse that he had the kid memorize, which he did this kind of neat challenge. He brought in the entryway I didn't know Micah was going to peddle them, but anyway. He's raising money for something, I don't know. Anyway. So he has this card, he brought these card sets for the Fruit of the Spirit. They're a limited edition, and I've never seen them before. They're new this year. But they create, when you put them all together in the holder, it creates Horace Treely, who is his name, and showing all the fruits of the Spirit. And then on the other side, it shows the opposite of him and some of the bad, or not bad, but unfruitful people. There you go. Whatever. Anyway, you'll have to look at it. And did I mention I was tired? Okay. Anyway, so I challenged the kids. He's like, well, I brought this special gift for you guys. And so I'd love to see you memorize. You get a verse for the day, and if they can memorize that verse and say it to him, and then we have different activity sheets that they could do in their books. And if they did those activity sheets, they would earn not only candy for doing what they did, but this limited edition card set. And so of the 50 kids, we had like 42 of them do it all. So, I mean, that's amazing. And so they're memorizing verses, and it's neat to even see the leaders get involved and trying to get the healthy kids memorize their verses and coming up with creative ways to memorize these verses to help them out. And so, we had about 40 kids do that. And so it was really just kind of amazing. But anyway, one of the memory verses, that was my point, one of the memory verses was Romans 15:13 that they had to learn. And it says, may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. And to me, that just kind of sums Kirby up in a way. Again, what everything that's been going on in their lives this past year and such, he knows where his hope comes from. I mean, he knows his joy comes from the Lord. His hope, he truly hopes and believes that Debbie's going to be healed through all of this. He just, for some reason, has this sense that she's going to be cured from this. And so he has that hope. But if not, he also has joy and peace and hope because he knows where she's going. And that someday he's going to join her. And so he has that. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him. How many of us have that kind of joy, have that kind of peace in our lives? That no matter what's going on around us, we can just praise God. And we can still lift our hands up and say, yes, God is still great. God is still holy. God is still awesome. I think we lose it. And another thing I was thinking about, maybe it's our Baptist nature. I don't know. I feel like we stifle or we try to contain the Holy Spirit so much. We don't want, I was thinking, we're not politically correct. We're spirit correct. We want to make sure we do it right. We do it, So we're not going to raise our hands because that might mean we're too charismatic. But it's really hard when you're trying to do the YMCA. Sorry, that was last night. Oh. But we get so afraid of having the sense that God's speaking to me and I need to go and talk to somebody. Or I need to share my life with this person. Or I, because we want to contain them, maybe because maybe we're afraid what might really happen. If we really let the Spirit fill our lives and fill us in such a way that we are listening to God when he's talking to us, that we're responding to him when he's leading us in a certain way. I don't know, but when you look at Kirby, again, you just can't help but just want to jump up and down and scream and shake your hand, throw your hands in the air and just show that kind of joy and peace. And so what happens? I mean, first and foremost, we need that relationship with Christ, but God says that when we do that, this Holy Spirit comes into our life. And it's only because of the Holy Spirit that we have the fruit of the Spirit. And so the theme was, it was a fruit, you had to do it this way, right? Somebody help me with this, right, kids? All right, yeah, nice. Ready? The theme for the week was the fruit of the Spirit. And the last thing he did is he pointed to his heart. He didn't really point this out very much, but he pointed to his heart because that's where the Spirit is. And it's amazing what Jesus, even when Jesus was here on this earth and he's doing all these great things, he says, you know what, I'm going to go away and you are going to do even greater things in me because I'm going to send the Spirit. And he's going to do even greater things in this. And it's just amazing to me that we have that. We literally have the Spirit living in us. And he wants to bear fruit through us, in us, and through us. God wants to do such great things through us, except I think we just want to listen to something on 8 or, no, I can't do that. That's just way out of my comfort zone. Oh, I can't do that, God. You're not asking me to do that, are you? Yeah, I'm asking you to go across the room and shake that person's hand and say hello. No, I can't. We're just so stifled things. And so when we look at, I guess what was coming to my mind when we're looking at the fact that Jesus telling us that he is the vine and we are the branches, and if we remain in him, if we, some verses say, abide in him, a good translation that would be make your home in him. He says, if you remain, if a man remains in me and I in him, he will bear much fruit. And again, the command or the action there is to remain or to abide. The command of the action isn't bearing fruit. The command of action is remaining. So when we're tied into the source, when we're tied into the power source, you could say, then we can go and bear fruit. But if we disconnect ourselves from that, if we disconnect ourselves from God by not reading our Bibles and praying to him and just listening to him when he's talking to us, if we disconnect from that, then what happens? Well, we're disconnected from our power source and we die, essentially. I don't know why he said this, and for some reason, just like, you know, I was like, oh, yeah. But he says, you know what? Why is it when a tree limb is attached to the trunk, it's called a branch? But when it breaks off and falls on the ground, it's called a stick. And for some reason, and so he had a character, Nick the Stick. Good old Turkey. But this character is living. Why is that? Well, a stick is dead. I mean, a stick's not bearing fruit as much as we want it to. It's funny watching Ezra. He'll go up, you know, and rip a flower off of one of Mom's favorite plants, you know. And he'll take that and he'll go and bury it back in the ground. And like, okay, I'm going to like replant it here. And then he gets all mad when it dies. Like, well, you disconnected it from the root. You disconnected it from the life source. You disconnected it. Just because you planted it somewhere else, which is what we try and do, isn't it? We're like, no, I don't need to go to God's way. Or no, I don't need to read my Bible. Or no, I don't need to do that. And so I'm just going to connect over here into this, you know, what I think I need. And it doesn't work. Because where does the fruit of the Spirit come from? I know it's been 2 days. Right, that's where we find the fruit of the Spirit in the Bible. But where does the fruit of the Spirit come from? The Spirit, right? The Spirit, the fruit of the Spirit comes from the Spirit. So if we want to bear the fruit of the Spirit, we have to be with the Spirit. We have to be connected to that power source. We have to be connected with God. All right? So I guess my challenge for you this morning is getting connected. Being connected to that strong root, because that's what's going to bring the fruit. If we were to look back, you know, Jesus, after the end of the Sermon on the Mount, we get to Matthew 7, he says that he's going to know who's his followers by their fruit. And so, what kind of fruit are we planting? What kind of fruit are we bearing? What kind of... I think some of the first fruits of the Spirit are the ones we lack the most. Joy, peace, love, joy, peace, patience. How many of you could say them all? You will by the end of the day, trust me. We got a great song we're going to sing for you at the end here, the Fruit of the Spirit song. And by the end, you'll have them all memorized. But yeah, I think we just struggle with just even some of the first fruit. Love, joy, peace, just showing the love of God, the joy of God, having the peace of God in it, no matter what's going on in your life. So be fruit bearers. Be connected to that power source. Let the Spirit just ooze out of you. Show the joy that you have for the Lord. The peace, the trust, hope that you have in the Lord. He wants to do great and amazing things through us. That's why he commissioned the disciples to go and bear fruit. So we're going to do that too.